Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Late last year, Virginia declared the opioid crisis a public health emergency, one that might be much more difficult to treat under the proposals now under consideration in Washington. Laura Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says those bills would undo years of work by state officials to get a handle on the problem.
The bills would put us back a decade in time to when states allowed insurance companies to exclude coverage for some essential health care, and that very likely includes substance use treatment.
One of the treatment services that might be on the chopping block is the Governor's Access Plan, known as GAP, that provides addiction recovery services for low-income people with serious mental illness. Jill Hankin at the Virginia Poverty Law Center fears that kind of program would be first to be cut.
A program like the GAP program, which is a waiver service, an extra service beyond what's absolutely required under Medicaid, is just the kind of program that might have to be altered or eliminated.
The Virginia Department of Medical Assistance Services estimates that the bill currently under consideration in the Senate would cost Virginia's Medicaid program at least $1.7 billion over 7 years. That could mean dramatic cuts to treatment services at a time when the opioid crisis continues to spiral out of control. I'm Michael Pope.